You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
I'm no longer a slave to fear.
This is Angie Burke of Victory Life Ministries. Are you struggling with fear and anxiety? If your answer is yes, we have a seminar scheduled just for you, Freedom from Every Fear. It will be held on Saturday, April 1st, 10 a.m. to 12 noon at God's Barn, located at 5672 Southwest Ranchito Street in Palm City. The seminar is free, but registration is required. You can call us at 772-485-9098. That's 772-485-9098. Victory Life Ministries and Scaparetto Ministries will offer clear and practical principles that will help discard your fears and live free indeed as God intended for you. So we'll see you on the first, and remember, God wants you free from every fear so that you can enjoy the abundant life Jesus died to give you.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21, a professional, is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499.
También hablamos en español.
Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Colossians 2:14 says, "He removed the certificate of death that was written against us, and he nailed it to the cross." You say, "Well, I know Jesus has paid it all. He stamped it paid in full. He's paid my invoice." No, 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 no. That's not what the Bible says. He didn't just pay your invoice, because, I mean, if he stamps paid in full across your invoice, then he puts the invoice back in the file drawer. He can still go pull that up. And even though it says paid in full, he can still see a record of everything you did wrong. I mean, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says he destroyed it. He took your record of wrong, and he went up into heaven, and he put it in a solid gold paper shredder and shred that puppy up and destroyed it. There ain't no record of it anymore. It's gone. It's gone. When Jesus opens up the file drawer and pulls out the folder with your name on it, and he opens it up, and it just says Jesus on it. There's no record of no wrong. There's no record of your sin. There's no record of your guilt, no record of what you did or what was done to you. It just says Jesus. Amen? There's no record, no file on anybody that is in him, because he ran it through the heavenly paper. I love it. I just like to hear the paper shredder going off in my hand. People come to the altar sometimes and ask Jesus, Lord, just fill my heart. I give you my life. I see a shredder going, just destroying all their past. Isn't that beautiful? So don't be trying to talk to me about all the stuff that you used to know me by. Come on, amen. Because that's not who I am. That might be who I used to be. That might be what I used to do. But that's not who I am today. That record's been removed. It's been taken off of me. That's not the Jason that I am today. I'm a new Jason. I'm a new creature. I got Jesus. Amen. The FBI can't find it. The NSA can't find it. Nobody can find it. Jesus can't find it. God can't find it. God don't even remember any of it. If God don't remember of it, why should I remember any of it? Why should you? Don't know me by that. Know me by him. You know why? Because what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Somebody shout, I've been saved. I've been saved. And you know, watch this. All of that that we talked about cost you nothing. Cost you nothing. People say all the time, I don't know if I can follow the Lord. It's going to cost me too much. I don't know if I can follow Jesus. Really? So far, everything I told you about ain't cost you nothing. He paid it all. Come on, amen? Come on, how do you know the gospel costs nothing? You can't buy it. You can't earn it. But don't miss this. It demands everything. Don't cost nothing, but it will demand everything. It's going to demand something out of my life. Is that all right? See, where most people get stuck is they got enough gospel to get informed, but not enough to be transformed. We like revelation, but we don't like to apply revelation. We like to have a testimony, but we don't like to test. We like to enter into the promised land, but we don't want to go through a wilderness to get there. But how many know there's not no promised land without a wilderness? There's no testimony without a test. Come on, huh? So God doesn't want you to know just what he has done for you. He wants you to be able to live out and experience the realities of what he died for, so that they manifest in your life. Is everybody all right? Watch this. If we're not careful, we'll be happy buying into some vision or some program or some life without ever selling out. We get settled into a place in Christianity and never learn to live the audacious life. I'll take that Jesus favor and I'll put it in my wagon, but I want to steer the wagon. Jesus, I'm not giving you the control of the wagon. Just sit right there, Jesus. Just hang out with me. Are you a Christian? Yeah, I got Jesus right here in my wagon. Me and Jesus, it's Jesus time. I mean, no, Jesus don't want to ride around in your wagon with a pacifier in his mouth. That ain't the Jesus that went to the cross for you. You ain't going to get into the promised land that way. I mean, no, God wants to take you into the promised land. There's a life that's filled with potential. There's a life that's filled with promise and destiny. A place where he reveals himself to us, and then we begin to live that audacious life. I believe God wants to take you into the promised land, just like he took the children of Israel, which is a metaphor, a picture of the church coming into the promise. And the promised land, people get this messed up. The promised land is not heaven. Everybody wanted to go to heaven. Go to heaven was no pain, no tears. Promised land is full of pain and tears and giants and resistance. You got to go in there and conquer some things. You got to go in there and learn how to live by faith. The promised land will resist you, but you are more than able to go get it because you got God on your side. Come on, amen. And that's what he does. He wants to take us into things in our life that we've never experienced, but we're not going to get there unless we learn how to live the audacious life. You're not going to stroll into the promised land. There's going to be resistance there, and you've got to learn how to walk by faith. Come on, amen. Amen. Verse 5, God comes to him. He says this. He says, keep your eyes on the Ark of the Covenant, the presence of God, because you've never traveled this way before. See, we're going to some places we've never traveled that way before. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus through the process. Amen? If you're going to experience things in your life that you've never experienced before, then you got to walk by faith. It takes faith. Huh? I'm ready to experience it. I'm ready to experience church services where everybody gets healed. Everybody comes in and everybody gets healed. I want to see it. I believe that God wants to manifest that in our presence. And I believe that if we will together corporately learn how to live this faith walk and live audaciously, that this place will be a place of miracles. I've been a part of churches and been a part of ministries where everybody got healed. I've seen it manifest. I've seen all kinds of crazy things happen. Supernatural miracles. I know it's possible, but it takes people coming together in unity, in faith, living the audacious life for those things to be able to manifest. We got to go in a way that we've never come before. Amen. Come on, amen. The Bible says that Jesus went into some cities and he healed everybody in the whole entire city. Amen. Everybody got healed. How awesome would it be that if Truth Church went out in Fort Pierce and everybody in Fort Pierce got healed? The Bible says they beheaded John the Baptist. Pastor Doug was talking about this Sunday. They beheaded John the Baptist. You know what Jesus did after they beheaded John the Baptist? He said, I'll fix him. He went into the next city and healed everybody. You're going to kill John the Baptist? You're going to take off John the Baptist's head? I'm just going to go heal the whole city. Take that. Hey, folks. I hope the word that you're hearing is ministering to you today. My heart is that the transforming power of this word is changing you from the inside out. And I just want to say thank you for being a faithful listener. I want to take this break right now and ask you to take a minute to do your part to help keep this word being preached on the air. I'm inviting you to partner with me to change lives all over South Florida. If you would say, yes, Pastor Jason, I want to help you, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to mytruthchurch.com and click on the donate button and give your best gift now. Will you do that for me? MyTruthChurch.com. Click on the donate button and give your best gift now. Help me keep this message of the truth being broadcast all across South Florida. I need your help now, and you can help by just going to MyTruthChurch.com and clicking on the donate button. Now let's get back to the word again. This is what God's saying to us. He says, I'm about to do some things for you that you've never experienced before. I'm taking you into some places you've never been before. I'm taking you into a realm of living that you've never experienced. So here's my instruction. If you want to get there, this ain't about salvation. If you want to get there, then consecrate yourself. Consecrate yourself. He says, consecrate yourself for tomorrow. Somebody shout tomorrow. Tomorrow. For tomorrow, I'm about to do great things. I'm going to awaken things in your life. You're going to become unstoppable. When's the last time anybody looked at you and said, you're unstoppable? How would you like to be known in the community for being unstoppable? You're unstoppable. Frank, you're unstoppable. Isn't that amazing? Because anything can happen in 24 hours. I wouldn't be surprised that doctor reports change in 24 hours. I wouldn't be surprised if bills and debts get canceled in 24 hours. I'm not surprised by none of that stuff because I've seen it manifest. You go home, consecrate yourself, go home tonight and see what God does in your life tomorrow. You believe in the supernatural? Come on, amen. Because if you will consecrate yourself, then anything can happen in 24 hours. You would release the power of God. The audacious life can become a reality in you, and you ain't got to live the same way you've ever lived before. You can go to a new place you've never been before. Miracles and signs and wonders will follow you everywhere you go. Wouldn't that be cool? When your shadow just goes over somebody that's lame and they just get up and start walking. I'm looking for that. I know it's true. I'm looking for that to happen. Amen. You say, well, that's just a bunch of hype, Pastor. No, 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 no. That's not hype. That is a sense of expectation on the promised word of God. Amen. Listen, you don't have to say to me, well, I guess I'll just have to learn to live with it. No, you don't have to learn to live with it. You don't have to learn to live with it. You can let God quicken your heart. You can believe that God can do anything exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever think or ask according to the power that works where? In you. Somebody say, it's in me. Tomorrow. All of my tomorrows are wrapped up in today. Consecrate yourself. Anytime God's about to do anything big in your life, he will always want you to consecrate yourself. Anytime. He's about to do a miracle for you. He'll call you to consecrate yourself. Come on, somebody. Amen. Every time God ever did anything for anybody that was in any position where he got ready to do amazing things in their life, he called them to consecrate themselves, to set themselves apart. And we get it so backwards in the body of Christ sometimes. We keep trying to do things to impress God. And God's saying, stop trying to impress me with your worship. Stop trying to impress me with your church attendance. Stop trying to impress me with your tithes. Because all those things are the byproduct of a relationship with me. I want to impress you with my power. Consecrate yourself. Set yourself apart to me. Because consecration is more than just going to church once a week. It's more than just paying your tithe 10%. It's bigger than just keeping the Ten Commandments. It's bigger than living a pure life. It's bigger than witnessing to your friends and trying to get people to come to church or volunteering to serve or working in Sunday school or kids' church. It's bigger than lifting your hands in worship. Consecration is not behavior modification. It's not you trying to do a Christian. Come on, somebody. Amen. It's not when you make yourself churchy or make yourself acceptable to God. It's not you conforming to some kind of a moral code. All those things are good, and all those things should be the fruit of a relationship that you have with Jesus. Don't get me wrong, but consecration is much deeper than that. It's about a force from heaven that shapes our life. It shapes us and molds us. It means to be set apart. We're set apart people. We're not normal. Come on, touch your neighbor and say, you're kind of weird. You're kind of weird. You're kind of weird. You say, well, put that in practical terms. Pastor, what does that mean? It means that you give Jesus veto power in your life. It means that you give Jesus veto power in your life. See, this is how you know that Jesus is on the throne of your life. When you go to do something and the Spirit of God says to you, don't do that, and you shrug it off and do it anyway, you're not consecrated. Those moments in your life that we all have every day where the Lord quickens us or speaks to us and says, don't do that or do this, and we ignore it. That's how you know. Because consecrated people give Jesus veto power in their life. When you ride through Fort Pierce and you see a bunch of homeless people on the side of the road standing down there, and the Spirit of God says, go to Dunkin' Donuts and buy them some coffee and donuts, and you think, oh, that's just me being silly, and you keep on driving. 1 Kings chapter 19, there's a young man. He's really from a wealthy family. He'd been given this assignment to take care of a farm. And prior to that, in 1 Kings chapter 19, there had been another guy who everybody knew. His name was Elijah. Everybody say Elijah. Now, Elijah was one of the power prophets. Elijah was bad. You did something to Elijah, Elijah called fire down from heaven and burned you up. You had the words halfway out of your mouth and there's a little black spot on the ground with smoke coming up out of where it burnt the ground. WWE didn't have nothing on Elijah. But anyway, here's Elijah and he's like bad to the bone, but Elijah comes to this place in his life where he is intimidated by this woman named Jezebel, who has this evil spirit on her, which is commonly referred to in spiritual spiritual norms of churches today, they call it the Jezebel spirit, but it's really a spirit of control. And she put fear on him, manipulated him, and he runs to a cave, and he hides in a cave. And here's this power prophet who's hiding in a cave, and he's kind of just hanging out there. And the Spirit of God comes to him while he's sitting in there with his mantle wrapped around him. He says, listen, I got two things for you to do. You're going to come out of this cave and you're going to prophesy because I got a whole generation of young people I'm about to save. And you're going to do two things. You're going to go down there and you're going to anoint Jehu to be the next king over all of Israel. And then you're going to go anoint this young man named Elisha. And he's going to be your successor. Come on, everybody know who Elisha is? Huh? So Elijah comes down out of the cave, and the Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 19, somewhere around verse 19, verse 20, that it says when he came up to the man Elisha, everybody say Elisha. Elisha's out here, he's plowing the field with 12 yoke of oxen. It's a lot of ox. And he's plowing the field. This is Elisha's life. Exciting life. Elisha get up every morning, eat breakfast, get on the plow. For the next 4 hours, nothing but ox butt. Lunchtime, take a break, eat lunch. 12:30. Ox butt. 5 o'clock, go home, eat dinner, go to bed. Get up in the morning, eat breakfast, go back outside, ox butt. Lunchtime, stop, eat lunch, 12:30, ox butt. I mean, I get a little bit of monotonous staring at the rearing of an ox every day, 6 days a week. When the Sabbath come around for Elisha, it was a good day. Every week, more ox. Every day, more ox. Every month, more ox. Every year, more ox. Coughing dirt every day, watching ox butt. You thought you didn't like your job. Come on, amen. Wondering, what in the world are we going to do tomorrow? You know what you're doing tomorrow, ox butt? Talk about routine. So what do we do when monotony begins to set into our life? What do we do as a believer? Because I believe there's some of us in the room tonight who are sitting here and life has become monotonous for us. It's caused us not to be audacious. It's caused us to be routine, and when we get routine, we get complainy and we get whiny and we think everything revolves around us. Everybody else is just in our way. And if we save, then we fake it all day. Praise God. I wonder what they're looking at. I just smacked them upside the head. And not even realizing that it's the monotony of life that's causing us not to live the audacious life. I'm not talking about the disciplines of learning to walk with God. I'm talking about the dull, boring routines that you go through where you're in motion every day, but there's no life to it. Where you get up in the morning, next thing you know, it's nighttime and you don't even know what you did all day. You're just glad it's nighttime and you ain't doing what you did, even though you don't remember what it was you did. Because it's so routine, so monotonous. Some of you know what I'm talking about. It's like this. God wants to break us out of that. He wants to move us out of saying no. Saying I have to, rather than I get to. Because monotony makes it feel like I have to. I have to. I got to get this done. I have to. But the audacious life says I get to. I get to. Oh,
praise Him. Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.